features mostly extended gains on Thursday. ERS projects U.S. beef exports to grow this year as a percentage of production, while imports are expected to decline. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 30th of April. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was at a standstill in the Texas Panhandle and Colorado through Thursday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Elsewhere, trade was limited on light demand with too few transactions to trend. So far this week, live prices are $1 to $2 lower than last week in the Southern Plains at $118 to $119 a hundredweight. They're $2 to $4 lower in the Northern Plains at $119 to $120, and $1 to $4 lower in the Western Corn Belt at $119. Dress trade is $1 to $4 lower in Nebraska at $188 to $191, and it's $1 to $2 lower in the Western Corn Belt at $191 to $192. Another day of softer corn futures prices after the front of the board helped cattle futures mostly extend gains on Thursday. Live cattle futures closed an average of 45 cents higher, except for an average of 14 cents lower in three contracts. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 72 cents higher. Corn futures closed fractionally lower to a nickel lower. The exception was 15 cents and 4 cents higher in the front two contracts. Soybean futures closed 8 to 15 cents lower through Jan of 22, and then mostly 2 cents lower. Keep in mind, you can receive a weekly market summary and highlights in the Price Point podcast from Calf News that comes out every Tuesday morning. You can sign up for free at calfnews.net. Calves and feeder cattle traded mixed across a broad range at the weekly Thursday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. At Mitchell Livestock Auction in South Dakota, lower undertones were noted for steers weighing up to 850 pounds. Steers weighing 850 to 1,000 pounds sold steady to $4 lower, but $3 higher at 1,100 to 1,150 pounds. Unevenly steady undertones were noted for heifers weighing up to 750 pounds. Heifers weighing 750 to 950 sold unevenly steady. There were 3,900 head on offer. Feeder steers and heifers sold mostly steady at Woodward Livestock Auction in Oklahoma, where there are 3,277 head. Steer calves traded mostly $4 to $6 lower, while heifer calves sold steady to $5 lower. Steers weighing more than 400 pounds sold steady to $7 higher at Farmers and Ranchers Livestock Commission in Salina, Kansas. Steers weighing 350 to 400 pounds sold $5 lower. Heifers weighing 400 to 500 pounds sold $4 to $5 higher, $3 to $6 lower at 500 to 600 pounds, and then steady to $4 lower at 600 to 850 pounds. There are 2,673 head on offer. At Napoleon Livestock Auction in North Dakota, steers weighing 450 to 500 pounds and 800 to 850 pounds sold $2 to $3 higher, but $2 to $5 lower at 750 to 800 pounds. Feeder heifers weighing more than 400 pounds sold $1 to $6 lower, with instances of up to $11 lower. There are 1,950 head on offer. Finally, feeder steers sold $3 to $4 lower at Paris Stockyards in Kentucky, while feeder heifers traded $2 to $3 lower. There are 1,749 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed higher Thursday, boosted by mostly positive economic news that included tech giant Facebook smashing quarterly revenue estimates and McDonald's reporting sales higher than before the pandemic. As well, the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis reported real gross domestic product increased at an annual rate of 6.4% in the first quarter of this year, reflecting continued economic recovery, reopening of establishments, and continued government response related to the COVID-19 pandemic. Initial weekly unemployment insurance claims were slightly more than anticipated, though. For the week ending April 24th, claims were 553,000, according to the U.S. Department of Labor. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 239 points higher. The S&P 500 closed 28 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 31 points. Net U.S. beef export sales for this year were 23,600 metric tons for the week ending April 22nd, according to the weekly U.S. export sales report. That was down 4% from the previous week, but up 22% from the prior four-week average. Increases were primarily for South Korea, Japan, Mexico, China, and Hong Kong. Since 2000, beef exports accounted for about 9% of U.S. beef production, while beef imports represented about 11%, according to USDA's Economic Research Service. Those analysts explain U.S. beef trade is largely dependent on domestic production, and shocks to production can lead to a boost in import demand and a reduction in supplies available for export. For illustration, those analysts point to the 2003 discovery of bovine spongiform encephalopathy in Canada and then in the United States. U.S. beef exports plummeted. At the same time, U.S. beef imports grew to record high levels in 2004 and 2005. The latter had to do with the fact that there were more cattle to slaughter here, in need of more lean trim from outside the country, in order to maximize value. More recently, of course, weekly beef production plunged as much as 34% year over year in the second quarter of last year, as the pandemic forced temporary closures and reduced operations at processing facilities. Consumer beef purchasing patterns shifted dramatically toward retail. ERS projects U.S. beef exports to grow as a percentage of production this year, while they expect imports to decline. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 30th of April. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.